Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unreliable Narrator. Yeah, we have to run it back because your girl. I've been deleting shit from my laptop, and whenever I have like the audio on my iPad, I airdrop it to my laptop so I can like put it in GarageBand and put the intro and outro and like all that shit. This is my fault, genuinely. Like, I don't name it the episode, it kind of just says the address of where I'm at. And, like, a number, depending on, like, how many, like, clips I have still on my little audio, whatever, the voice recording thingy I have on my iPad. And, sorry, apologies, you're gonna hear the outside. Like, where I record now is, like, the room that faces the street, but whatever. It's for ambiance. So, like, when I, like, airdrop it to my laptop, it kind of just, like, lives there, and I don't rename it, and I should've, and I was deleting shit off my laptop because I had no fucking space, like, usual, and I'm too lazy to get my, like, I have, like, a hard drive full of, like, the episodes around my neighbor. Unreliable narrator. I was too lazy to do that, so she disappeared, but I feel like second time's a charm. Like, we good, mama. We gonna be funny this episode. Maybe I'm gonna add some stuff, like, I re-record these, like, multiple times, so, like, I'm not even tripping that I accidentally deleted it. Maybe you're upset because it's been, like, a month again, but, like, tough. Like, this is not my career. Anyways, this is a fucking hobby. Don't let me hate it. Anyways, welcome back, you guys. Hope everyone is well. It's currently raining in the Bay. Like, we had, like, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, where it was freaking hot. And I'm about to say the degrees, and you're gonna be like, that's not even that hot. Okay, well, it is for here. It was, like, 84, 86, and dude, it was hot as shit. And like, my house doesn't have AC, which is fine, it's normal, but like, fuck. And I don't have a fan either, whatever. But I was tanning in the backyard, and at the new house, my backyard is like, one side is just like a bunch of trees, and it blocked the sun, so the only part where the sun was at was where we keep our trash cans. So I had to move the trash cans and like lay a towel down and lay there so I could tan. But it didn't smell like trash, so I was, like, not even tripping, but, like, I was, like, this is hilarious. I need to fix the backyard, aka I need to cut down some trees. Or, like, trim some trees so the sun can, like, peek in. But that's neither here or there, but hope y'all are doing well. Love ya. Happy New Year. I don't even think I've made a new video. Maybe I did. Maybe I'm a fucking liar. I think I did. Lies. Never mind, but happy whatever you're going through right now. Oh, it's Lent. It's also Ramadan. If you're anybody who partakes in those two things, I am Catholic, so I partake in Lent. Shit is going really difficult. I gave up sugar and like additional sugar so I can like eat fruit and stuff. And if you're like, oh, that's easy to give up. Okay, not for me. If you know me personally, like I drink hella sweet stuff all the time. I eat candy. I eat chocolate like every day. That's kind of like an everyday thing for me. It's the fact that I'm not diabetic yet is kind of like a miracle. Honestly, I need to watch myself because I'm getting older. So I'm like, I don't think I have the same luck as I did when I was younger. Because fuck, I need to get my blood drawn. And if it tells me that I'm like close to being diabetic or I'm pre-diabetic, I don't know what I'll do. Anyways, yeah, I gave up that. And like, the only thing, I've been breaking Lent. And the only times I break Lent is to eat a fucking donut. I don't know what donuts have on me right now. They have me by the freaking neck. And it's always Krispy Kreme. And there's not one Krispy Kreme near me, like, at all. So when I'm always out, like, I'm fiending for a Krispy Kreme donut. And I never just get one donut. I get the whole dozen because fuck I look like. Okay. Anyways, let me get back to it. So this episode is basically the ins and outs. I think I named this episode, like, what I have to say is so important or something like that, because it's so true, what I have to say is so important. And I love these videos because at the beginning of the year, you just have like a bunch of people being like, we're leaving this in 2024. And it's like something dumb. And I'm like, I think you're the only person who partook in that last year, but okay. But I just love watching them because it gives you like an insight on like people's lives and like what they were doing, which they, and like now they deem like not good or bad habit or whatever. Bad habit, Steve Lazy, come on. So like, I just like watching them and I get inspired to be like, oh, maybe I should stop doing that or I should incorporate that in my life. So hopefully you feel inspired because honestly, like the first couple of months of the year, everyone's like, new year, new me. No, like this is the time where I'm trying to figure out what can stick and what's actually like meaningful to me instead of just like fully having like resolutions and being like, I'm gonna do this. Like, no, I like workshop that shit for a couple of months and be like, okay, the rest of the year I'm gonna do this, because I'm really bad at sticking to things, to be honest. Like, I'm not good at committing to things. I get really upset or like really bored of things really easily. So if I'm like, I'm gonna do this every day, and I'm like, I actually don't like that at all. It actually means nothing to me, so I don't wanna do that anymore. Like writing in a journal, I don't like that shit. I don't know how many times I've tried every day to write about my day or like how I'm feeling, and I can never do it. I need to find a way to make it fun or like something that I'm like, yes, I need to do it. Like, I just don't want to. If anyone has any like tips or like specific journals that give you prompts that you think I'd like, I'll see, this is the thing. I'm hella picky too, so it's like hella bad. But yeah, that's something that I tried to do this year and I just like fully gave up. But maybe I'll try again. I don't know. Anyways, let's get into the episode. So the ins and outs. I'm gonna say one in and then one out. Maybe I'll specify like if I think it's in or out. Right now, my first in. Writing letters slash emails to companies, either good or bad. Meaning, if a company you like their product and you're like, wow, I need to really share it. Like, you have to be passionate about it. I'm not saying like, oh, this was good. Like, no. You have to be like really digging it, really loving it. Like, me, I love Coffee Bean with a freaking dying passion. And it's like tragic that the one Coffee Bean we had in the city closed and it turns into Pete's Coffee and Tea. Like, we don't have hella of those anyway. Like whenever I'm in SoCal, I always get Coffee Bean. It don't matter. Like that, I know it's like a chain, and people are like, why don't you just go? I don't care. I want Coffee Bean. I don't care. I used to, when I lived out there, I used to go to the mall specifically just to get Coffee Bean and leave. So I like wrote an email to Coffee Bean raving about them, telling them how much I loved them, and I was like, hey, you guys need to make a location here in the Bay Area, like specifically the East Bay, please. And this is something that like probably won't happen. I feel like because we have Pete's Coffee and Tea and that was like made here, we don't get shit like that because the, what's it called? The environment is saturated. Like we have so much to pick from that I feel like they're like, we're not even gonna bother. Or maybe not. Maybe they just hate us up here. I don't know. And they wrote back to me. They're like, thank you so much for supporting our business for so long. Like, thank you for loving our products. If you want to find a Coffee Bean nearest to you, here's our store locator. Mama, I already know the freaking closest store. And guess where it is? It's in Burbank, 5.5 hours away from me. What do I look like? I'm not driving to no fucking Burbank. I feel like one of these days, maybe I'm crazy and I'll drive to Burbank because my friend Damien, I still have his keys. I could just show up and be like, hi. I'm just gonna loiter here for a little bit because I just got Coffee Bean and I don't want to drive back home anymore because it was a 5.5 hour drive. And he's just like, Eleanor, what the fuck? But I won't do that to him. But, or like, oh, this is another thing. I actually have to write another email to this company because they never got back to me about it. Like when companies are not doing so good. Or let me say this one before I say they're not doing so good. I had a question about this one brand. I have their helmet for like skiing and snowboarding, whatever. And it's like Dakine, and I wanted to know if they had snow goggles. So like I emailed them and I was like, hey, do you have these? Like, are you gonna make them for this season? And they emailed me back and they're like, no, not this season. We're not gonna have any, but maybe for next season. So just keep an eye out. And I was like, oh, on your website it shows that you might have them. And she was like, what? Like, send me the picture. And I sent her to her. She's like, okay, I'm gonna contact the website people and send them this so you're not confused. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Like, see, like I'm helping the UX UI, you guys. And like you find out like what's happening in the company, and I was just like, yeah, I really like your company. Like, I want goggles. And they're like, no, hopefully next season we're gonna be making goggles. And I was like, thanks. But I already bought new goggles because I could not fucking wait. My shit was so bad. Anyways, and now for like an emailing a bad company. So my friend Isabel recently went to like Sprouts, the grocery store, to get a smoothie. And while she was there, it was like booty ass early, like 6, 7 o'clock. I think it was 7, not 6. It was 7 o'clock in the morning, and she's like sitting there or standing there, and this man was belittling and being so freaking rude to his coworker, like yelling at her, and I don't know, like being condescending. And Isabel was like, "Oh my God, like this is making me so uncomfortable. Like, this is not how you treat a person, and like it's so early, like there's no one here." And he's just like getting into her and being like so freaking rude. So she went over to another person, was like, "Hey, like, do you guys have a manager?" And she was like, yeah, we do. Like, what's up? Because the manager was like somewhere doing something. They're like, oh, like that guy over there. Tell me why the employee immediately knew who she was talking about. She's like, oh, Jim. Or like, I forgot his name. And she was like, yeah, like he's being super disrespectful. She was like, yeah, that's how he usually is. Like, okay, if he's usually like that, why the fuck does he still have a job? If he's being rude as fuck. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then the manager comes and they basically like don't care. about the fact that this man who doesn't, like, even if he did hold a position of power, like, you don't treat somebody like that. Like, literally screaming at someone, yelling at someone, belittling them, being condescending, and just being cruel, just, like, outright rude about, like, because they're not doing it the way that you want them to. Like, teach them then. And if you have a problem with that, like, it's don't bring it upon yourself to discipline somebody because you're literally nothing. You're just their coworker. You're not their supervisor or manager. Like, what the fuck are you doing? So Isabel was hella bothered. And then she, like, went up back to where the guy was and was saying, like, how fucking rude he was. And he was like, oh, well, thanks for your input. Like, okay, sir. Like, sorry, I'm trying to stick up for somebody. So she came back because I was at her house and she told us about what happened. And then I was like, you know what? I'm writing an email. So I wrote an email to Sprouts complaining. And I gave it a hella detailed report, and, like, they've never gone back to me. So I have to email them again because I'm still bothered. Because I go to that Sprouts, and if I see that hoe, I'm jumping over the counter. I don't give a fuck. So that's one of my ins, because I just feel like we're not vocal enough, y'all. Like, if you really like something, say something. If you don't like something, say something. Use Yelp. Right? Oh my god, you guys. I'm debating if I should post this Yelp thing. But, yeah, like, I write on Yelp, especially for, like, things I really like and things I don't like, to be, like, one star. This shit was so bad or whatever. I'm trying so badly to use Yelp more so that I can get invited to Yelp events where they, like, invite you to restaurants and shit to eat. But we'll see. That's my, like, new endeavor. But, before I move on to, like, my out, let me tell you this. This is something that I'm, like, debating on telling somebody about. So I love Nick the Greek because I love falafel, like, and I love Euro, like, just love. And I don't know where anywhere, like, I don't know where to find, like, regular falafel, like, that I can just, like, warm up in my air fryer that, like, actually tastes good. I tried one from Sprouts and I fucking hate it. And if you give me somewhere, like, Trader Joe's or, like, Target, like, I don't go to those places. Yeah, fuck Target. So, like, you need to give me a different grocery store. So I went there because I was, like, starving and it was Lent. Was it Lent? I might be lying. I'm fibbing now. It wasn't Lent. But I went to go get urine. I ordered online and my sister went to go pick it up. She brought it back to the house and it wasn't Euro, it was chicken. And it was one of those things where, like, I can't eat their chicken. Like, I just can't. So I called them. They're like, hey, do you want to get a refund? And I was like, no, can I just go back to the store and, like, get what I wanted? And she's like, yeah, of course. So I go back and it's ready. And I look at it. And I'm like, oh, y'all, like, y'all made chicken again. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll make it right this time. I'm like, yeah, of course. So I go sit down. I'm sitting down. I'm texting my friend because she's the one that drove me. And I look to the ground and I fucking see a roach. And mind you, to this day, it was like 87 degrees. I was out in Vallejo. It was hot as shit. And I was like, okay, like, should I tell someone about this roach? So I took a picture of the roach. And if you saw my Instagram post being like, hey, you guys, so sorry I deleted the audio. And you saw that pic of the roach in my UGG. Yeah, that was at Nick the Greek in Vallejo. And I was like, damn, like, I'm just gonna kill this fucking roach. I feel like it followed in behind me, like, I'm just gonna kill it because it's just hot. And I, like, every time I go there, it's hella clean. Everyone's cleaning, like, all the time. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I told my friend, I sent a pic, and she's like, is it okay? Like, are you okay with eating there still? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck about no roach. Like, I'm sorry. If you think I'm disgusting, like, I've been at worse places. Like, I'm sorry. And, like, that little roach, I'm pretty sure he followed in behind me. He was hot. And he's dead now. RIP to that roach. But, like, he shouldn't have came into Nick the Greek. The fuck? He should have went into, like, the AT&T next door. Anyways, she gave me baklava to say sorry that they kept fucking up my order. So I'm, like, debating if I want to tell Yelp, like, hey, this fucking roach was in the store. But I, like, I swear to God, they don't have roaches. That roach was just a hot day and it, like, swindled its way in. But I don't know. Comment down below saying if I should write a Yelp being like, hey, there was a roach. I still love you guys, though. Okay, and now for my out. And you might hear this and be like, Eleanor, you're a fucking liar. Like, shut up. You don't even think this is actually out. Okay, hear me out. Realtree Camo, she's done. The big companies, fast fashion. No, honestly, everyone killed her. They killed her. She's bleeding out. People keep beating her up and, like, kicking the dead carcass, mama. She's gone. And I'm different than everybody. I love Realtree Camo. I've loved it. Like, for a cool minute, like, if anyone knows me from, like, UCLA Radio days and, like, when I first became an intern on my, like, get to know me slide, it said likes Realtree Camo immediately because I love Realtree Camo. It means something to me. I was hella into Duck Dynasty when I was younger before I realize, I don't know why I didn't realize this, Eleanor, they fucking hunt ducks, dumbass, and they live in the middle of fuck nowhere in the South, that they were Republicans. When I figured that out, I was like, oh, I can't watch this show anymore. Yeah, and they were like, I just love when they wore the real tree camo. I was like, I love that. Like, I don't want to hunt. I don't want to kill no birds, but I want to wear that. So I would, like, go to places like Bass Pro Shop and, like, Cabela's and, like, any, like, hunting store or Western store, I would go to get real tree camo. Love it. I don't go to those stores anymore, clearly, but it's like the stores just like have like the real tree camo and they slap like a pink bow on it and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's like cute at first until everyone's doing it and now it looks fucking cheap and ugly. Like, I'm not gonna say like I'm gonna stop wearing my real tree camo. Mama, I bought this shit. Like, I'm gonna wear it. And everyone should too, but it's like one of those things that's like, this happens all the time with like patterns and stuff. Like, it happened with plaid, checkered. I remember when checkered had its moment in 2017, 2018. Flames. Gangnam, I love Gangnam, I don't think she's dead, stripes, polka dots, like, all that shit was, like, when I was in high school, middle school, that was such a big thing until people killed it. It's, like, this will, it'll, like, real tree camo will come back again. It just, like, camo, like, had its moment again, like, 2018, 2019, and, like, the colorful camo and shit like that, so it will have its moment again, but, like, we need to let her breathe. We need to let her breathe, because right now, she's, like, gasping for air, like, She's on like a little oxygen thingy. She got it on her because she's done for it. And I need companies, like, I know they're never going to do it, but I need them to like sit down and really look at what they're fucking producing. Cause they, all they care about is like people buying it now and like the fast like income that they can get from just like putting out what's hot right now. And I get that, but like, we don't need five of the same tank top with the bow. Or with the random Letterman, like, letters on it. We don't need that. Can you just keep it to yourself? Like, let's be a little exclusive a little bit. Like, let's just have, like, two colorways. Or, like, two different bows on the Real Tree Camo. And leave it as that. Like, there's just so many, like, Real Tree Camo shit. And it has, like, random-ass words or graphics. And that shit look ugly. And then just because it's Real Tree Camo, people are going out and buying it. And I'm like, bro, like, that don't look good. But I don't think they care enough. I think they just like it because that's what's hot right now. And I get that. I'm not going to crucify people for doing that. Like, word, do what you got to do. But, like, for the sake of how great I like that, I love Real Tree Camo, let her go. Let's let her go. Let's let her go. If you have hella Real Tree Camo, keep wearing it. But, like, big companies, this one's for you. Let her go. Let her live. Leave her alone. She's done. Okay. Now for another in. Low-balling on Depop, Mercari, any of that shit for resellers. Those people and those sites that, like, help you resell and stuff, smoking dick. Like, especially Depop. I'm going to emphasize on Depop because that's where I've sold. And literally, the fees that they take away from you for using their lousy-ass fucking app is ridiculous. And, like, you have people out there trying to sell you garbage with, like, moth holes for, like, $50 saying Y2K this, early 2000s this. Vintage this. Fuck you mean vintage? This shit from 2017. Talking about vintage. You're crazy. And it's like, who the fuck are you talking to? And I know, when there's like a demand, someone is going to be out there willing to pay that shit. And like, okay, more power to them. But as someone who's like, bro, why the fuck would I don't want it that bad to be paid that price. Like, are you kidding me? But like, so like now I want to like lowball. Everyone is lowball people. No one is paying that price, especially in this economy. Fuck you talking about. I am not paying $50 for some Abercrombie & Fitch shirt from 2010 with a hole in the armpit. And then plus shipping, the audacity. Fuck out of here. And like, as someone who sold on Depop, like, I never like priced my shit hella fucking high where it felt ridiculous. Like, I know I got that my money's worth out of it, or like maybe I didn't wear it at all and I just want to break even, or I know it's worth now. So I'm like, I don't even care. It's been sitting in my closet. Like, just getting money off of it makes me feel like I'm getting my money back. Like, hello? And like, resellers, they just be going to places and just buying hella shit in bulk and like reselling it. And it's like, dude, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm always telling, I'm gonna tell y'all now, like, if you see something you like and you're like, I'm never gonna find this again, trust, you're gonna find it again. Because I remember I have a shirt that has like an arrow going like up on a shirt and says the man, and like going down it says the legend. And I hella wanted it, and I saw it on Depop, and I was like, bro, I want this so bad. They were smoking dick and trying to cost $50 for this shirt, and I'm like, it's faded as shit, the letter is cracking. I know like the shirt is from back in the day, but I'm like, you're joking, like I'm not gonna pay this much. Tell me why. I went to I think I was like the Los Feliz Flea. I found the same shirt, guess how much it was? $10. What the heck? See, another thing, I saw this Andy Warhol tote on Depop. Literally, I think they were trying to get me to pay like $70 or $60 for it. And I'm like, oh, I want it so bad, but I'm like, I'm not going to pay that much. I was in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl flea market, found the same bag, $20. Haggled, got it for $15. See, like, when I tell y'all, like, if you're patient, you will find it. But again, if you're like, I need it now, I don't want even, because you pay for the luxury of like not having to hunt. So if you have that luxury, or you just like don't care about your money, like go ahead. But as someone that is like, I'm not trying to pay you that just for like the principle, like fuck you, I'm not gonna do it. So lowballing on Depop and all that shit, and especially if you're someone who goes on Facebook Marketplace and you know those people who like find trash on the floor and they like refurbish it and then they upcharge like a fucking mother heifer, lowball, because you know they just painted something from IKEA. Out. This is gonna sound crazy, but you have to hear me out. Thrifting, but I'm not saying like all thrift stores. I'm saying that Goodwill, the places that are making you pay like regular prices for real, like not real stuff, for brand new stuff. Like you go into the Goodwill, you see a white shirt from Uniqlo, and they're charging you $25 for it. Let me just go to Uniqlo and buy a shirt for brand new. What? And it's, I just think it's so gnarly that they have the audacity to be like matching the price how it would be in a store. Like, what are you doing? I know it's really hard to find like small thrift stores that are just like mom and pop, like you just have it in this one town. But like, if you go on it, like I was just in Hayward, random ass city, and I found like a random thrift called Cosmo Thrift. And I was like, yo, like that's what's up. Like, I'm gonna go there. And I just write it down on my phone. Like, I pin it for when I want to go to different thrift stores. Because like Goodwill and all these like big names are so like, they're on one with the prices. And it seems like so unfair for people who like rely on those stores to get like everyday clothing for it to be the prices they are, when they could just go to like another store for like brand new and be the same price. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? That's my out. Oh, this one I partake in a lot. In good small talk. When I was younger, I was one of those people that are like, I don't want to talk to strangers. I don't want to talk to anyone if it's like not a conversation with depth or like meaning. What the fuck was I thinking? Like, you're gonna have like a philosophical conversation with everyone you meet, and like, do you actually want to have that conversation with everyone you meet? I know I don't, because some people I'm just like, I don't even want to hear you talk like at all. So like, I love having good small talk with like strangers or like service workers, especially with service workers. I be kikiing, and especially when I just know that they don't want to be there, like, mama, I get it. Or like when a customer is being a weirdo, like I love talking to them about it, because I know they can't say anything, so I say it for them. But I say like good small talk, like just don't go up to anybody, you guys. Like, you have to know, like, I want you to read the room and see if like they would receive it well, because some people just don't want to talk. And like, same with service workers, maybe they just want you to keep it pushing, like they don't want to talk, they don't want to kiki. But like, I went to Yogurtland like a couple of months ago to get the really big spoon on their big spoon day, and I was like kikiing with the worker being like, hey, do you all get big spoons too? And she's like, no dude, like we can't get a big spoon at the early, like early in the day, we have to wait, and usually it's just sold out by the end of the day. And I'm like, bro, that fucking sucks. She's like, yeah, I know. And then she asked me if I got my big spoon the other time they had it, and I was like, no, I came too late, like it was hella bad. Or like when I was at In-N-Out, like I was kikiing with the person that was getting my order. Like, a girl's always gonna talk, especially when I know they were gonna receive me well and like have a good time. And like, I love talking to strangers too, because like, it's such a low stakes moment, like, and especially when you're in a third space, it's nice to like talk to people who are also in this space. And I will say, I think where I live, it's more easy to do this, is to like talk to your fellow patrons and like talk to other people who are in the same space as you, versus in other cities where people are maybe like more standoffish or like are not used to just gabbing just to gab. And don't feel alarmed or discouraged when someone's like, don't fucking talk to me. Like, you're gonna find someone who wants to chat it up and just wants to share their life story, and it's gonna be beautiful. Like, yesterday, me and three other friends went to trivia night out in Berkeley, And everywhere was packed. Like, the whole inside was packed. And, like, the manager of the store was trying to help us find, like, a table to, like, join. And there were these two guys that we joined their table. And I was, like, so worried that they were going to be, like, so standoffish and, like, blow us off and be like, fuck you guys. Why did you guys get here early? It sucks that we have to sit next to you guys. But, like, they were brothers. And we, like, gabbed with them for, like, 2 hours straight. We were laughing, giggling. We had jokes. Like, it was a great time. Like, and like, will I ever see them again? I don't know. But for that 2 hours, like, it's like so fun to talk to strangers and get to know people. And I don't know. I feel like that's something that's just been like lost. And people are more standoffish nowadays and just like feel like other people existing is such a nuisance when in reality it's not. It's like a blessing because you get to like, it's so low stakes. You get to like share a little bit of yourself with someone you're never gonna see again. And like, you get to even lie. Who cares? I always lie to people too. When they ask me, where do you go to school? I say some random school. What'd you study? Some random. Always an engineer, to be honest. I just love saying that because in another life I was. But yeah, I love good small talk. Not every conversation needs to be of depth or like have something like a fucking moral of the story out of it. Sometimes you just want to talk about the zoo and like how much you paid for the fucking ticket. Like that's what I did with a grandma at the San Diego Zoo. We were just talking about how much tickets were. And she was talking to me how the annual pass is so worth it. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. But I'm not from San Diego. But I was just engaging in conversation, so I can. Another out. Okay. This one I feel like people are going to agree with me. I put comment sections. And I'm saying I love some comment sections because some creators or some content creators and some influencers, like some famous people, their comment sections are so funny. Like, people are so funny. I love hearing what people have to say and their jokes. Like, oh my God, the world is hilarious. And it's like lighthearted and fun. But then some comment sections are so fucking rancid. It's like toxic. It's so like brain empty in there where I'm like, this comment section needs to be eliminated. Like, no one is getting anything from this. And like, I wish it was I wish we could vote on like who deserves a comment section and who doesn't, because like sometimes we don't need to hear what these people have to say. And like, some comment sections are just like spam. Like, especially now on TikTok, I don't know if y'all see this, and it's like, this one pisses me off. They're like for future racists of the world. What? Why is this even a comment? And why is there like 3,000 likes? Like, this is fucking weird. Or one that's like, hey, you guys, I just want to say, Jesus loves you. Just know. And I'm like, bro, this is not the time or place. We're watching a mukbang. Like, is it mukbang or mukbang? I don't even fucking know. We're watching a mukbang, mukbang. Like, we don't need to know this right now, girl. Go somewhere else. Like, I don't know. I just don't like that about comment sections. It's like the brain empty comments and like the total like, like, what the fuck are you even saying? This has nothing to do with anything, or like, you're just fucking stupid. So I feel like people should work up to like earning a comment section. Like, not everyone should be rewarded with one because they don't deserve it. Okay, another one. Okay, this one, I love this one because I always wanted to do this. But borrowing slash like lending clothes from friends. I feel like people are like giving things to your, not like letting people borrow shit, like your friends and your neighbors. Because just imagine your friends and your, like your closet, like now you have double the clothes. Like, I know for me, I can't fit in any of my friends' clothes. That's just how it is. Like, I've come to terms with that. That's been my whole life. But like, I love when my friends are like, can I borrow a jacket? Can I borrow this shirt? Can I get this? Can I borrow that? And I'm like, yes. Please, because a lot of my clothes just fucking collect dust. Like, I have a problem with collecting t-shirts because I love t-shirts. I love the designs and stuff. And, like, they just sit in my closet. And I wish I had a friend that was, like, really into shirts too. And I would let them borrow them because I have so many cool ones I just don't wear because I'm just a girl. But, yeah, just doing that with your friends. And, like, it's fun to match and to share with your friends. I feel like people like to gatekeep a lot, and I'm like, why? And that's your friend, huh? Like, why are you trying to gatekeep from them? Like, why don't you want to, like, of course there's like some pieces of like my clothes, like I'm like, yo, you're, I can't give this to you just because like if you get it dirty, something happens to it, like I'm gonna probably have a mental breakdown. But that's only a handful of things. Other things I'm like, bro, I don't care. Wear that shirt, wear those pants, wear that jacket, I don't care. Yeah, you can wear my earrings, you can wear my necklace, I don't care. I just wish more of my friends liked my clothes. The fuck. They do, but again, it's not, I don't wear shit that's more their style. I lied. My friend Maria has hella of my clothes in her closet because I was like, I don't wear this, just here. Never mind, I'm a fucking liar. But yeah, I feel like that's so in, and I feel like you get closer to people by doing that. Like, help your neighbor, you guys. Oh, this is gonna be another in, just because that one was short. Instagram stories. I love Instagram stories. I feel like Instagram stories is way better than the feed, just because I feel like there's so much more going on, and I have, like, I don't know, I just feel like it's so much more fun. And I'm never mad when people post, like, their recent post on their Instagram story, and people are like, hey, they're like, you're not famous, why are you posting that shit on there, like, who cares? Plus, because, like, the algorithm sucks so bad, I barely see anybody's, like, actual posts. So when they post it onto their story, I'm like, oh, you just posted, like, I'm gonna go like that right now. So it's shit like that. Like, I love a good Instagram story. I only go to on Instagram just to look at the stories, and then I dip. I never look at the feed. Like, I only have my, like, close friends. I have post notifications on them, so in case they do post, like, I know, so I can go there and like the post. But other than that, like, I don't be on there. And this is, like, my out. Instagram feeds, it's out. I'm sick of that shit. Like, the feed is just so fucking bad, because, like, it's, like, random people. They're like, I think you'd like this. I never like that. I never do. And it's, like, products or random famous people or random people, period. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? I don't care about this person. And the algorithm, it being just being, like, mixed up, not chronological, I really just don't like. It's so annoying to me. And I feel like it's just a waste of time. Like, I don't care about the fucking Instagram feed anymore. Like, so annoying. Get out of here. Don't care. Oh, this is another thing. What's in? Doing odd, not odd things, but, like, out of the ordinary things with the homies for, like, hangouts. I, as an example here, I put recycling bottles with the homies. Go recycle bottles. If you collect bottles, I do. And, like, things you can recycle. Go to the recycling plant with the homies on a Saturday morning. Go recycle it. Get your little money. Go take yourselves out. Like, it's cute. It's a moment. Like, me and my friends also, we went to go volunteer, whatchamacallit, with the John Muir something society to go, like, plant trees. And, like, that was super fun. Were we hungry and tired and really hot? Yeah, but we still planted a tree. And, like, we planted a couple of trees. And, like, now I can go back to that park and, like, see the tree that I planted. Like, that's so cool, because especially nowadays, because the administration took away funding and fired laid off a bunch of people from, like, national parks. They really need us more than ever. And if you're someone who really enjoys hiking and just, like, Mother Nature as a whole and really care about her, you would go out and do these things. It's so easy to find opportunities. Like, my sister is in the process of wanting to become a park ranger, so she which really sucks nowadays because so many park rangers got laid off, but she's not giving up on her dream. Love that for her. It's so funny, engineering to park ranger pipeline, you guys. Imagine. I think it's so funny, because, like, she was one of those kids, like, she's gonna make it, girl. Like, she's so smart, because she still is. Became an engineer and everything, was like, wow, I fucking hate this shit. I'm gonna go to my true passion, and that's the environment. So love that for her. So she gets us signed up for, like, hella things for, like, environment conservation and just, like, helping native plants to the Bay Area and just California and planting them. And she learned so much, so then we could incorporate that stuff into our home and, like, weed and plant things that are going to be helpful for our biodiversity. But, like, doing that with the homies, I feel like nowadays things are just way expensive, like, hella expensive. So, like, doing things for free, like, I think, do you have to pay? No, you don't have to pay to recycle your bottles. Or just, like, yeah, doing those things and, like, volunteering with the homies and doing those things, like, it's fine. Like, go do that instead of, like, spending the time at the mall. Like, me and my home friends still do that, but it's like we like to mix it up, because, like, dude, everything's expensive. And oh my god, we don't have, like, mall culture out here in the Bay. Like, we don't have that. Like, the only quote-unquote really good mall we have is in San Jose, and at that mall we recently had, like, a stabbing, like a gang-related stabbing. A 16-year-old boy was stabbed by a 13-year-old boy. And the 6-year-old boy died, and, like, now on the news they're trying to fight, like, the 6-year-old boy who passed away is fighting, his family and the community are fighting for that 13-year-old boy to be tried as an adult, because, damn, like, he murdered somebody, and that shit was wild. And, like, that's at the mall that we all go to. And, like, the other mall that we have, like, that shit got shot up a couple years ago. Like, it's just not fun to be going places sometimes. And, like, we used to have, like, the SF Big Mall, but after the pandemic and hella people, like, stealing shit. That mall is dead. We have outlets, but like the outlets are be like hella fucking far. Like I'm not gonna go to that. And like you have Walnut Creek, but then like I'm not going to Walnut Creek. But yeah, so like we don't got really much. Now we have hella to do out here. There's hella things to do, but things to like actually contribute to the world is something that I'm that's in. Like partaking in activities that are bettering the world and society. That's what's in, you guys. What else is out? Oh, this one. All over body deodorant. Have y'all realized that people are pushing this shit on us now? And I'm wondering, like, why? Like, why is this all of a sudden a big thing to these companies? And I was thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, this product would be good for somebody, like, who is, like, doesn't have access to, like, water or, like, just, like, shampoo, conditioner, all that stuff. And they need, like, a quick little, like, clean up, mama, like, something like that. Or, like, they're always on the move, you know? But I feel like the all-over body deodorant is not affordable enough for it to be catered to that environment. Like, not environment. That, like, demographic at all. And it's, like, I'm, like, are we encouraging people not to shower and just be stinky? Because, like, do people forget, like, wipes exist? And, like, things like that. Because I don't think aerosol cans are good for the environment. Neither are wipes. But, like, what the fuck? And, like, I don't know. Like, every single deodorant brand has a fucking all-over body deodorant. They're like, do you smell? Spray yourself. And I was like, are we just masking BO now? Like, what is up with that? I don't know if I'm the only person that just noticed this and be like, what's going on in the world? But, like, someone let me know something. What is your opinion on that? Because do you think it's a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Like, I think it could be good for, like certain people and, like, oh, yeah, like, if you commute hella, you have a long commute and you're, like, oh, I don't want to smell by the time I get to work, like, let me spray this on me, like, I get that, or you're, like, after the gym or before the gym, or you're, like, again, like, you don't have access to, like, a shower to clean yourself often, like, you would have this, but again, I don't think it's affordable enough to do that, but anyways, what's up with that? I have it currently as an out. I need someone to, like, inform me if you actually think it's good. And it's like, oh no, this is an in. I'm glad people are like making this a product now, because right now I'm like, what the fuck is that? What's in? Being an informed consumer. I love being an informed consumer, and I think it's really, and I will say this, it is a, like, it's a low-key like a privilege to be able to be an informed consumer, because you have the time out of your day to research the company's like mission statement and what they stand for, where their money is going. That's one thing, because there's people that, and another thing, like, if you live in a town where there's only, like, one big supermarket, and maybe they donate money into someone you don't agree with, but there's nowhere else you can go, like, I'm not gonna be crucifying you and be upset at you for going to that grocery store. You need to eat. Like, who am I to, like, tell you not to? But then, other people, like, we have, like, so much freedom of choice out here, especially where I live. Like, you can go anywhere. And for people to, like, knowingly go to like horrible places yet post on their Instagrams being like, we need to do this down the third, like, okay, social justice warrior, I just fucking saw you at Chick-fil-A and Target drinking a fucking Starbucks, but you tell everyone else to boycott. Sure. And I'm not someone that's never been to Target, had Starbucks, or had never had Chick-fil-A. I have, but nowadays I'm trying to be more of a informed and thoughtful consumer, and just realizing like I have so much choice, especially where I live. Like, I don't need to go to these places. Like, I don't go to any of those places I just named. Like, I don't go to Target, and Target used to be my home. Now I go to CVS, and I'm gonna put y'all to some game. I coupon now at CVS. CVS couponing, y'all would think it's highway robbery, but the prices you're paying to get hella shit from CVS, like, you, the reward system at CVS is just so good. Download the app. Because, like, and just go around the store, because, and on the app, you can scan something to see if there's a coupon for it. Like, it's so good. And, like, every time I go, it's like, buy this item, get $5 cash back. And it's like, basically, I come out there with, like, 10 items, and I paid, like, 10 bucks. And it's, like, all my hygiene products. So I give a toothpaste, my mouthwash, like, sunscreen, soap, and, like, shit like that. Like, of course, food. Like, I miss out on, like, clothes. Like, I can't buy from Target anymore, but, like, tough. Like, I'll just go somewhere else. But yeah, like, CVS is low-key her, like, get into your couponing, and they make it so easy to coupon, y'all. Like, just go to CVS, trust, like, download the app, it's hella easy. I feel like that's another in, shopping at CVS. Out, this is gonna be like, I feel like everyone thinks this is an out, but like this shit is so irritating to me. Like, it is hella an out. AI, like, and I don't mean like all AI. Like, there's some AI that helps like people who are like disabled and are like missing limbs. Like, some robots help them like do daily tasks and shit like that. And I'm like, that's super cool. Things like that versus like, I don't know if y'all been to the city like SF recently and you see all those billboards, all that AI shit. Like, is that even necessary? Do we even need that stuff? Honest. And I don't think people understand, like how bad AI is for the environment. And I think like people think it's like some cloud in the sky or like something in space that like connects to our like Wi-Fi and our computers down here. Like, no, there's a room somewhere in the middle of nowhere, maybe, that's hot as shit, full of these machines. And that's what AI is. There's so many wires everywhere. It's hot as shit and it uses so much energy. So much energy. And I don't think people realize that. And that's why people say, like, it's not good for the environment. It's because...
Sorry, I think the trash...
The garbage truck is coming by. So if you heard that, sorry. Yeah, I don't think people understand, like, that's what they mean. The amount of energy that is used to, like, run that shit is so, like... it's like not good. And like the same with like AI for like ChatGPT and all that stuff. Like, I never use that for school. I use it to have like fun times. Like, I'm like, do a day in life. I had this job and I love like reading and that stuff. Or just like asking it silly questions. But like nowadays, having to tell people, and like I work with kids, being like, yo, you cannot use ChatGPT. And like the fact that they cannot think without using it, it just shows, like, people's critical thinking skills have, like, gone down. Like, they can't think for themselves. And that really fucking sucks. Like, that really sucks. Like, you... And nothing will ever replace, like, human, like, emotions and the ability to feel and to, like, live experience. Like, you can teach it all that, but it's never going to be, like, authentic and you can feel it. Also, if you hear, like, banging or, like, weird noises, it's the washing machine. My sister's doing laundry right now. Like, come on now. But yeah, AI, that shit, it's not gonna go anywhere. I know that for sure. But it's just, like, something that, like, I wish there was something out there that regulated, like, what gets to be, like, what gets to come to fruition and what doesn't. Because, oh my god. I think more cities now have, like, what's it called? Like, self-driving cars. I rode in a Waymo once. Once. It was, like, I rode in it because I think I got, like, 50% off. It's way cheaper than Uber and Lyft. And that shit gave me so much anxiety because it is not good enough where it's not inconvenient to, like, other cars. Like, it doesn't know how to act. Like, I was on a one-way street. Like, it was, like, hella narrow and it was only, like, one lane. And I had to get out. They're like, okay, get out of the Waymo now. And I got out. And tell me why the Waymo, it was just, like, sat there. And there was, a line of cars behind it. And the Waymo was not moving. And all these cars are looking at me, like, trying to be like, girl, why is this shit not moving? But it's, like, not my fault. Like, it's the fucking Waymo's fault. And it's, like, shit like that where I'm, like, yo, like, is this safe? And I know at one point, there's another self-driving company that I think they had to go put it on pause because it was, like, not street safe at all. And I don't know. Some of that shit, it's just weird, and I don't think we need it. Another in. This one I strongly believe in. I talk about it all the time with my friends. Running audits on cities and companies. Hello. We need to. I think I spoke about this in the last episode about how the toll on the bridges in the Bay, like, went up another dollar. So now it's freaking, like, $7 or $8. The Golden Gate Bridge is $9, I think. And it's like, where the fuck is the money going, mind you? Because now we don't have toll people. Like, we don't pay people for the toll. Like, it just gives us a bill. Or if you have a fast track little thingy, it goes to your account. So it's like, where is the money going? And mind you, these are private things where it's the only money for the bridges. It doesn't go into the city or anything that it's, like, going into or going, like, we're going out of. So it's like, where the frick is the money? And I think they audited fast track or, like, the bigger fast track or whatever the fuck it is called. I need to re-up on looking. I need to look into that and, like, figure out what they found out about it. And another thing, like, unhoused folk and, like, homelessness is a really big thing out here. And just like the safety of like the streets, because people bip cars for like no one's business. An honorable mention about an inn is bipping Teslas and like bipping for a cause. Like, go bip cars that suck, like Teslas and Cybertrucks. Just wear like a ski mask and just like break the car just to break it for the sake of it. Anyways, allegedly, if I was telling you to go do that. I'm just lying. I'm just joking. Joke along. Anyways, going back to running audits and cities and companies. But yeah, like, where the fuck is the money going for, like, helping on house folk and things like that? And I don't want to hear people being like, oh, like, it's their fault. I really don't want to hear that. Like, everything is so intertwined, and it's not just like, oh, you could do one thing and like solve the problem easily. Like, there's so many things that go into why people are unhoused, the prices of living where they're like where they are at, the job market, disease, addiction. There's so many things that go into it. So like, it's a really complicated thing, but I always feel like cities, you need to be working towards it, especially where I live. And I don't know if this is true. I think it is true. But in the state of California, I feel like cities are given money, of course. And I think like the city of San Francisco and the city of Oakland, like, they need to get audited. I need to know where the fuck like the money's going, like from our taxes, from like our state, like where is the money going? Because it feels like we're getting money, but all this money's not going towards anything we voted for or what we want or what we need. Like, I'm so confused. So it's just like one of those things, and like, companies need to be audited. Like, why are you raising the price? Like, it just feels crazy and stuff that, and again, like, this is one of those things where like, you might just like not have the time of the day to really think about it. So you're like, oh, it is what it is. But like, for those who have the time to just like research on the internet and like figure out like why the fuck is things like this right now, and to like argue with people and like fight for it, because I'm like so confused, because it doesn't make sense for us to be paying this amount of money in our communities and like nothing happening, and like we're all just like out here fighting for our lives. Like, make it make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. So I feel like there needs to be a thing where like citizens of a city can like vote or like petition an audit on the city or like anything like that, cuz I really want one, cuz there's like a lot of like city council and things like that could be corrupt. I think there was something in Oakland about a woman like pocketing money and like only hiring her family into the business and all that shit, and then her house got swatted. Anyways, that's another in, another out, letting anyone have a driver's license. I don't know where you live, and if this is a freaking, I feel like, I don't know what is in the air these past couple years, but people don't know how to fucking drive, like, period, point blank. That's just how it is. The more I drive on the freeway, the more I see of random car parts scattered throughout the freeway, because from accidents. I see so many accidents weekly that it's so frightening and scary, and I'm just thinking, like, does everyone just like forget the rule? Did everyone forget the rules of the road? Are we just letting anyone have a driver's license at this point? Because like, when I got my driver's license, I took it in El Cerrito, the El Cerrito DMV, and that one, like, to my school and like the schools nearby, is notorious for being super fucking hard to pass because of like where they take you. So people go to like different cities like Vallejo or like more like smaller, like not busy cities to take it, so it's easier for them, or like the people like giving the test are like more lenient. So it's like, what's happening? And I like also for like not letting everyone just get a driver's license, I feel like the driver's license test needs to be switched up a little bit, and maybe we can create some jobs from this idea of mine of like, we need to pay people to be paid pedestrians and like other drivers to put people in situations, because I feel like people don't know how to act when it comes to like a car merging, maybe a pedestrian, a bike, and like, or a big rig, a box truck. Like, they don't know how to act, and they're driving. Let's make a simulation of it raining, because out here when it's raining, all of a sudden people don't know how to drive. Immediately they don't know how to drive. The amount of accidents on the road because it's just sprinkling is ridiculous. And I'm seeing so many, like, like crosses and stuffed animals and flowers on the side of the road because people don't know how to fucking drive and they keep getting in accidents, and it's sad. Like, it's just so bad. And I'm like, we need to do something about this. Like, y'all need to do something about this test, this license thing, like who can have it and who cannot. I know, like, I'm an advisor for youth and government, and I remember they were trying to create a bill that at some point in your life later, like in your more like elderly era, you have to go back and take the test again just to make sure you're still fit to drive. And I'm like, that's a good idea. But then some people are like, oh, this is like, it's not a good idea, whatever, what have you. And I'm like, it's just not safe though. And I don't trust people to care enough about other people's safety more than their freedom to decide whether or not it's time for them to put down the keys and like sell their car. But yeah, like that's another thing that I feel like is just so out. Another thing that's in Pinterest, this is not a paid ad. I love Pinterest. I feel like Pinterest helps people so much of just like figuring out what you like and what you don't like. It's not like other social medias where you have people telling you what's cute, what's not cute. But like you get to curate your feed on your own of what you pin and what you do like. You can like discover more like clothing pieces, maybe like bags or like patterns, like things like that, or like pictures of famous artists that you like that you want for your background, like things like that. I feel like, or like recipes and like shit like that, like that's so cool. And you like figure that shit on your own versus someone just like spoon feeding it to you. I just wish like people utilize like Pinterest more to figure out their own style or like what they like and like what they think, rather than having someone spoon feed them information, or just like be like, you have, if I'm like this, you have to be like this, and like just like feel like they're obligated or like that's what's best. But yeah, Pinterest, sponsor me, mama, because I just really like Pinterest. Another out. Okay, this one I'm gonna like specify and like go more into, but I'm just gonna say this first. Caring about other people's business, that's lies. If they don't know you exist, leave their name out your mouth. And I don't mean like, I'm a gossiper, I'm a chismosa, I love talking. But I'm talking more about people that have like a parasocial relationship or like an attachment to people's business and lives that like have nothing to do with them, have nothing. And they like, they're like out there getting into like internet fights or like arguing with people and making big ass posts saying shit about other people's lives that they don't even freaking know. I hate that so much, that people feel so like on a high horse that they know better than other people, that they're like, this person's wrong for doing this and this, that, and the third, and they're a horrible person, and like they don't even know that person at all, and they're just really just assuming, and they're just being nitpicky out of the behavior that they're showing on social media or on the internet or to like being a famous person. So it's like so crazy to me that somebody feels so like entitled to like speak their quote-unquote truth as a fact. Is crazy to me. And like people who like have conspiracies, I'm like, oh, this famous person didn't post with their girlfriend in like 2 months, I think they broke up because he cheated on her because he has a problem because he's a dog and he's horrible. And you're like, what the fuck? And then like a month later he posts with his girlfriend, and it's like, why the fuck were you saying all that shit last month? Are you sick in the head? Or it's like people being like, this person is like, this famous person that doesn't even know they breathe air is an amazing person. I don't know why people are so mean to them. They do this and the third. She's so kind. Like talking about them like they're your best friend. I feel so, that's so weird to me. And it's like people dedicating their livelihoods to people that they don't know they breathe air. And I'm like somebody, like I love like certain artists and like actors and like things like that. And like influencers, content creators, like love them. They make great content. I partake in it. Love it. But I'm not going to sit here and act like they're my personal friend and defend them like they're my personal friend. I might like have an opinion and be like, yo, I don't think so. But I'm not going to sit here and write a long ass freaking Instagram post or make a 10-minute TikTok about how everyone's wrong and I'm right. Like, there's one thing of doing that and then just sharing your opinion. Because people that get so obsessed with it, like, talk like they know better than everybody else, when in reality, they're just in some random room in, like, Michigan. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, girl? But that's, like, just something that just irks the fuck out of me. And I'm like, yo, let's not do that. What's another in that I'm thinking of? Oh, this one. Zumba. Zumba, it's so crazy. I have this on my list and I haven't been to Zumba in a minute. I go to my local YMCA. Please don't go. I don't want you to see me there. But I like used to go to Zumba all the time, and there's just like something about being in like a gym, especially the YMCA. The YMCA is such a community center. It's such a community-based place, especially at my YMCA. And just like being there with all like these women of different ages and men, and like it's just so fun. And like, I don't know, there's just something different about, like, I know once you're like, when you're like a kid, you kind of only hang out with like people your age. You go into adult, you're mainly, especially and not in the workplace. Sometimes you're like the broad range of ages, but like voluntarily going into spaces where the age range is so like gnarly. Like you go from like maybe there's an 18-year-old to like a 70-year-old. I don't know. Like these type of environments and spaces, I like cherish a lot, and that's why I go to Zumba and I like my gym, because of like the amount of people I get to talk to from different walks of life, and I get to learn so much, and I just get to kiki. See, this is another thing of like good small talk. I always have small talk with these ladies. I love kikiing. It's such a fun time. Or like when I'm working out in the gym and like an old guy comes next to me and he's like, "What's that workout for?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's for my back." He's like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "Yes." Like it's fun. Like it's cute. It's a moment. It's just like fun to be able to have these moments with other people. And that's why I have like Zumba, because Zumba is like one of those things that like more older people do, and it's fun. You listen to great music, it's great energy. I really love my Zumba instructor. She's the best. So I don't know how it is like everywhere, but it's just like a place where you can feel free and like you don't feel like you're being judged, and people are judging you. That's more on their character than yours, because you're just out here trying to be fit and have fun. Like the fuck. Another in, I was talking about this with my friend, is celebrating your B-day / you anytime during the year. I'm a very big believer in that. Like I feel like you don't have to celebrate your birthday only once in the year. Like, it's a fucking party all the time that you're alive or you're just you. It's fun. Or just, like, having parties for random shit. Like, who cares? Like, I currently want to have a party with just, like, the homies just because spring has sprung. Just because spring has sprung. Like, I want to drink lemonade. I want to hang out at the house just because we finally got fucking some sun. But, like, right now, the rest of this week and next week, it's going to rain out here. Stupid. I hate it. Yeah, I just want to throw a party because the UV is up. Like, the fuck? But yeah, like, just, like, celebrating things just randomly. Like, you don't need a big event to celebrate something, like, at all. Like, just celebrate more life. Like, it's fun. I don't know. Like, that's something that I think is really in. Let me see if I have any more outs, because I feel like I said them all. Oh, yeah. I said everything. Okay, perf. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would love to hear some of y'all's ins and outs. If you could text me, DM me, let me know something. I want to know your ins and outs. Hopefully you like some of my ins and outs, and maybe you'll like incorporate it into your life. The world is such a like a sad and like strange place right now, and just being super like involved in your community and like being more knowledgeable. And again, I said like that comes with it's like a privilege to do those things, because sometimes people don't have time or the money or like the environment, because they don't live in a place where like they have like the freedom of choice like we all do. Just to think about those things. That's what I'll leave you with, and just try to be a better person every single day. And thank you so much for listening. I know it took 700 million years for this to come out. That's the regular, that's unreliable narrator. I love to edge y'all and be like, it's gonna come out, and then it comes out a month later. Love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know something. I think the next episode is kind of be like a deep episode, but not like a deep episode, but more like what I've been like going through nowadays. And I wonder if people are going through the same thing. And it's like a remix on an old episode that I did, but like, I feel like an old episode, sometimes I just wanted to be like super like not poetic, but like in a way of like I'm gonna tell you a story versus just like word vomit like how I would in front of my friends. It was like more of like a production back in the day, and now I'm just like I'm just shooting the shit with you. Like right now I have a little tiny mirror that I look out so I don't feel awkward just talking for an hour. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great night, morning, rest of your day, weekend, week. See you when I see you, and talk to you real soon, hopefully. Thank you and goodbye.